This is the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State athletics out there in Manhattan, Kansas. That didn't sound right. K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer here on this Monday, November 10th, 2025. Coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Per usual for this K-State podcast. All things K-State athletics. It's the first time listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this football episode. Yeah, football is back. In case y'all didn't know that, football had 3 bye weeks. I didn't even count for the third one. But anyways, 3 bye weeks, that's out of the way. And now, oh boy, excuse me. And now, 3 games left of the 2025 season. And you need 2 wins to get bowl eligible. And again, I mentioned this last week on the show. We'll be sitting here saying that in the second full week of November. Y'all have been crazy. I mean, me and Alex talked about it a little bit over on the Podbean app. I'll mention that after this per usual. But yeah. They're back. Oklahoma State, early game, 11 o'clock, Boone Pickett Stadium. And I mentioned on the show last week, Casey has had its adventures down there. We need 2 wins. Obviously, Oklahoma State, that's the obvious one. The other one, Colorado, they go over their issues too. So there's that going on in Utah. We don't know about that one. Probably that's going to be a loss. They're saying that right now. I don't want to look ahead too far ahead down the road. You got to get Oklahoma State and got to get Colorado. And if all that maps itself out, you're going to get the 6-6, which is going to be a disappointing season. We can't sit here and say, oh, yeah, we got 6 wins. Yeah, yeah. It's going to chalk up a disappointing season. We've noted all the issues, Ireland and all that. You know, shouldn't you even give up the home game? In the first place, anyways, we can make multiple podcasts out of the issues of K-State football from this year. Easily. And one of them, the biggest news, probably the biggest news story outside of basketball, came to an end. Done in words. Oh, man. If I had hours. Right, which I don't, but Dylan Edwards out for the rest of the season and will transfer. I did see notifications and all that while I was out of town for Insulina over the weekend. I did see that. So not surprised there. And there's been a lot of rumblings across the K-State podcast and all that other stuff. And yeah, man, it's just a waste of time. Look, bottom line is, I'll put it simple. I'm going to keep it simple. Until after this season, because again, there's just multiple issues where coach staff ain't right. Chris Klein is motivated. What's his motivation? Question on play calling. Obviously, I just said the Ireland trip. It's just multiple issues across the board. And why this K-State team will not limit expectations again. This is worse. Since that's worse than what were last year? What, 8-5? No, 8-4. Yeah, or technically 9-4 with the win, the come behind winner in the Rate Bowl. And Dylan Edwards had a huge part of that. You take Dylan Edwards away, we get our ass whooped against Rutgers. I just got listened to the radio, the morning show, which usually I don't listen to it, but lately I have, and maybe because I don't give a damn. Yeah, Bob, Dusty, and Vesco were talking about Jonathan Taylor. And, of course, Atlanta Falcons, again, I can make multiple podcasts. So this is not an Atlanta Falcon podcast. I promise this is the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for this football edition of the podcast. Yes, football is back. 3 more games left of the 2025 season before putting the curtain on it. Of course, if they get to the bowl game, which that wasn't the expectations. Going in here for the second year, when you have a quarterback like an Avery Johnson, the window, and Alex talked about this, obviously, and again, we'll figure something out, obviously, in what the record was I was not expecting, not to even get an opportunity to work with this equipment, but I'm going to have to make it work somehow. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet. I'm still learning it there, but hopefully I can get him on before 2025 is out. But anyways, yeah, we were talking about, Avery Johnson. Well, Alex was talking about Avery Johnson and having that window open. that window, and I don't even know, look, as Avery is, as loyal as Avery is to K-State, and I'll be shocked if he would move on, because he needs that elite new, that one more year. He'll be a senior next year. That's crazy. It's crazy that we're just sitting here, he's a freshman, sitting on the big stage and running all over Texas Tech. And now we're about to come to the end of the year. This core has not lived up to expectations. There is some pieces, I mean, bright spots, but other than that, it's been downright disappointment. Right, Dylan Edwards is part of that disappointment. With Dylan Edwards going off, it's Rutgers in that second half. K-State don't win that game. That is, they're getting dominated. And in that one play, that home run hitting speed that we all talked about, displayed. And we were like, all right, we got Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards, right? These guys got no chance. But with the issues, again, it goes back to the old era of college football, right? Where I just got done talking about the men's basketball team and how back in the old era of college athletics, you didn't have the transfer portal and all that. You had to stick it out and develop. If you didn't, that's too damn bad. If you did, you reap the benefits later on when you're juniors and seniors. Dylan Edwards is just wasting K-State time. That's the bottom line. That's just the bottom line. I'm sorry to be brutal on here, but look, it's at the end of the day, he wasted K-State's time. He was Chris Klieman's time. He wasted all of our times there, giving us high hopes and all that, and then turn around, it's a slap in the face to the university, and we're going to do that anyways. You should have just stayed on that in Colorado training for somewhere else, because be that you're one of the best players, you just downright spoiled, rotten. I'll leave what it is here, and that just coming from obviously being a part of this university, being a student, now alum, K-State. you just can't. If you're one feet in, one foot out, you shouldn't be on a football roster. That's just bottom line. Now you're going to pop more than likely. Well, I probably didn't throw in Notre Dame, if you will. He was more part coming in Notre Dame, and then he switched off when he first recruited. I mean, K-State, me and Alex were talking about it. I remember we were sitting there talking about, okay, now we're going to, and now here we are again, 2 years later, removed from all that hype, all that messing around with colleges, and here we are in the same situation. I mean, he's been doing, a foot and ankle injury, and this is, again, back to the Ireland situation. Right? Back to the Ireland situation. Again! It's just, you shouldn't even go over it anyway, because not even on the first play, what was it? Iowa State was 3-and-out, something like that. And it was like the first, punt return of the year season, and all that set the tone. Dylan Edwards fails to catch the ball. There, fumbles it and gets hurt somehow. I don't know how. I still don't know how, but loses the ball, fumbles it. Iowa State gets it. Iowa State really scored on that drive. This is going back. We're going all the way back to the beginning of the year. This is Pro Punch Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State football returns for the final three games of the season after another bye week. Their third bye week of the year. No more bye weeks. They have to get two more out of the next three, their last three anyways, to get bowl eligible. They're sitting 4-5 overall. I don't have the standings pulled up right now. The big thing is take the conference out of it, because we're not going to know Arlington. 4-5. You need two more wins left and to get the bowl eligible, and they're sitting right in front of you. Because Utah, I don't know we're going to win that game. That just tell you the truth on that one, probably not. So you got to take care of Oklahoma State, but you got to go down to Stillwater to do that. A sorry ass Oklahoma State team, and you can't be. You almost said another bad word. I can't say it. You can't be messing around. You can't not be messing around. And Dylan Edwards has messed around with K-State's time, and it's a slap in the face. And he shouldn't have came if he's gonna be that. I don't know the right language right now because it can get ugly on this podcast. But yeah, it just, yeah, Joe Jackson. And as far as everybody gotten like made fun of Joe Jackson, he stuck this thing out and he's getting playing time. And Devon Rice, he's got some playing time this year. And that's just opening it up for other people, other running backs to get in. Joe Jackson should be commended for that. Yeah, he's not the fastest, but again, getting all those reps, he stuck this thing out, and he's been rewarded all that playing time and all the carries. Of course, Avery Johnson's been running more as well. But yeah, all that, Ireland, it's funny, because all that set a tone. You know, going over there in the first place, so you can't keep that, and all that. I mean, it's just going to be a... When we get to the end of the year, whenever that is, for K-State football, it's going to be another year of what-ifs. And is this coach staff right? Or is Coach Klieman have motivation and whatnot after he said what he said last year about the 8-win? That pissed me off. There, it's a lot going on. And Dylan Edwards, finally, we can put a kind of an end of saga to this because, y'all, we're just wasting time with this because I don't think he wants to play college football. If he were, he'll be out there helping out his team win instead of thinking about himself. So that I'm putting it just straight on to the point there. But Dylan Edwards, yeah, that came to my attention. And I actually got the news when I was in Junction City. There on Friday afternoon on my way to Salina that he officially will redshirt the year and transfer. And of course he was injured anyway. Not he wasn't playing anyway. So, you know, that doesn't bother me at all. At this point in time, with all the craziness and messing around that's going on with him throughout the year, really since Ireland. And really you can go back to his recruitment as well. Well, it's been one thing after another with him and I'm sick of it. So, and you got a K-State Nation, y'all should be sick of it too, for that matter. So hey, you know, Fitz also kind of put it in a good way as well. You gotta be out there for your teammates playing, whether it hurt or not. And if you can hit go, you can go. If not, you can play a series and then just cheer on the rest of your teammates there as well. But yeah, it's just mind-boggling that, and we're still circling around this Dylan Edwards circus for the last 3 years, and he's gotten us nowhere. So that's the end of that on this podcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast is free, available daily, or just record Kansas State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. And if you're not an everydayer to this podcast, you might want to do that right now. Hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, hit the alarm bell every time we update your content every day. Yes, sir. 99.2% of the time, y'all be first to be notified about that. I mentioned Podbean early in this football episode. Greer 3 A's podcast, GRIER number 3 EDD ID process podcast. That is GRIER number 3 EDD ID process podcast for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats there as the football team. Now go travel to Stillwater and look to get a win closer to bowl eligibility. Excuse me. Yeah, again, a word that we did not expect this year again. But here we are sitting here, and K-State, they're going to have to get the ball rolling, and that's going to be start with Oklahoma State at 11 o'clock. I believe it's on ESPNU, because I recorded it, but never posted it. We found out about it. So, yeah, K-State, Oklahoma State, yes, folks. When this will come out tonight, by the way. Yeah, so we'll get to set the tone on that there as well. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast, whether that's current student, alum, big time K-State fan, long time K-State fan, even tell Commissioner Brett Yarmark about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, 80 degree, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.